and the disgraceful coverage. Channel 5's football coverage. Don't let those bums, no goodnicks, losers, poxmeisters ever get near a football match again. They're no good at it.
They had a great game as well, didn't they?
They had a great game, but yeah. They are so, Channel 5 are so bankrupt of ideas, they should be run out of town on a rail. Take away their licence. What do they do? They can't cover a game. I know in effect Ted Ayling, who directs these games, nice fella, Ted, you meet him at a bar group, and he hates football, doesn't like football, but he's been forever in the old sports. He did London Weekday in the 70s, he was doing football. Has no feeling for the game at all, he's an old man. They should give the game over to him, let Ginger do it, let Ginger do football matches, give us the facilities and we will finish the job. And they are so bankrupt, who do they get to be a co-commentator? Oh, imagine that they must have had a meeting where they said, they must have sat down and said, who should be co-commentator? Ian St. John, you weasels, you blind weasels. Well, we're just going to do that until these people die, are we? We're just going to give them these jobs. Ted Ailey directed, Ian St. John at the side of it. It's like, you know, it's like Sky had never happened. And that last goal, they couldn't even get the playback on. They may have been taking a feed from foreign, but that is long over, buddy. Crap coverage, awful commentating, and bankrupt ideas. Shut them down. Nobody's watching it anyway.
So you didn't...
Oh, Marshall, if you fly that argument, we won't be on the air next week.
You didn't go with the Channel 5 coverage of the Newcastle match then.
I really, while I was watching it, I thought, that's terrible. And, oh, I mean, you know, say Ted Ayling, but he's an old hat as far as I'm concerned. And I remember being at London Weekend and standing in the bowl with Jim Rosenthal. And he said, this is Ted. I said, hello, Ted. Lovely fella. Started talking about football. He said, don't talk to me about football. I don't like it. He's directing these things.
So they moved on from our mate Dominic Diamond for the Anchorman to Jeremy Nicholas, who's not a bad fella. I worked with him and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
His idea of how he would get himself ready for the big match and his first chance to anchor a television programme was put on a collar and tie.
Was it?
That's certainly right.
Hey, and live and up. Come here, ask us. We'll tell you.
Yeah,
have meetings with, you know, I mean, I'm 40, but I, you know, I'll say like a revolutionary compared to the cobwebbed old biddies in charge of Channel 5. Ian St. John as co-commentator. Come on. And they have him and Greavesy with them funny T-shirt fake.
And unbelievable. When Newcastle's winner went in, Ketsbier scored, what was Ian St. John's profound comment on how this had come about?
I said this lad was a good player.
Yes, well, there's no bits in the game. There's nothing going on in it. A loud, appalling coverage. Anyway, where was